From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions plans to testify Tuesday before the Senate Intelligence Committee investigating Russian interference in last year's presidential election. Sessions says he wants to address questions about him that arose last week during former FBI Director James Comey's testimony. Sessions recused or removed himself from the DOJ investigation during the early days of the Trump administration, since he was one of the campaign officials who had met with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. before the election. In January, Sessions failed to reveal his meetings with the Russian official at a hearing before his confirmation as Attorney General.
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Sessions later acknowledged he had two meetings with the Russian ambassador to the U.S., but said that he had no need to disclose them earlier. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan say a unified member of an Afghan special forces turned his gun on U.S. military personnel, killing three of them and wounding one other. Afghanistan and its capital, Kabul, in particular, have been hit in recent weeks by suicide bombings that have caused unprecedented civilian casualties. Turkey has formally arrested the country's chairman of Amnesty International as he awaits trial on charges of being a member of a terrorist organization. Amnesty International said in a statement Taner Kilic's detention was a mockery of justice and called for his release. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. United States Special Forces are providing technical support to the Philippine military battling to crush Islamist militants in the southern city of Marawi. This comes as 13 Filipino Marines were killed in intense urban fighting. Hear now from a spokesman for the Philippine Army.
The presence of the U.S. counterparts facilitate the exchanges of intelligence, facilitate subject matter experts exchange, and also provides training.
The cooperation between longtime allies, the U.S. and the Philippines, is significant because Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, who came to power a year ago, has taken a hostile stance toward Washington and has vowed to eject U.S. military trainers and advisors from the country. Pressure is growing on British Prime Minister Theresa May to announce her intentions to resign in the next few months. Senior conservatives told VOA it is only a matter of time before May, who's scrambling to hang on to power, has to go. Meantime, May is still seeking an agreement with the Democratic Unionist Party of Northern Ireland that would give her the support she needs to form a government. May called last week's election, hoping to boost support for upcoming talks on Britain leaving the European Union, but only allowed the opposition to gain more seats than expected. There have been competing protests in several cities across the United States between groups saying they are protesting Sharia law and groups saying they are protesting discrimination against Muslims. The anti-Sharia protesters were organized by a group called Act for America. Denise Zamora is with the group.
There are radicals out there, and you know, people are saying that we're against Muslims. No, Muslims are attacking other Muslims. And we're bringing in these refugees that have the same ideologies.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate groups, says ACT is the nation's largest anti-Muslim group. President Trump is preparing to announce new policies toward Cuba that will likely roll back parts of former President Obama's efforts to normalize relations with Havana. Mr. Trump is expected to leave diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana intact, although specific details of Trump's Cuba policy are not yet clear. Sources familiar with the administration discussion said they expect it will have been influenced by two Cuban-American Republican lawmakers from Florida, both staunch opponents of Cuba's communist government. And gay pride events taking place around the world this week, including here in Washington, where a large-scale equality march taking place today. Organizers say they want to combat anti-LGBT rhetoric here in the country. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.